Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping lives for a better tomorrow.
What's going on? My name is Stephen Knight, and you're listening to The Stephen Knight Show.
It's your boys, welcome to the kicking spot. It's your boys, I'm your host, D'Angelo.
My name is Stephen Knight, and welcome to the Stephen Knight Show here on EOTM Radio. As always, I have to thank you for joining us tonight. We have another great show lined up. We'll be discussing the latest in entertainment news, sports, fashion, and the latest in movie reviews. Tomorrow, many will be glued to their TVs to find out whether President Barack Obama will remain in office or will Governor Mitt Romney he'll become his predecessor and our next president. A few weeks ago, we had a guest panel help us weigh in on the two candidates. And tonight I've asked them to come back on the eve of Election Day. Be sure to join the discussion. As always, I want you to be part of the discussion, so call in with your questions and comments. The number is 718-664-6543. Again, that's 718-664-6543. You can also join us in chat. There's a link on our Facebook page. But first, Ms. Parker, how are you feeling tonight?
Feeling good.
That's good.
One more day before the election.
Yeah.
Just hanging in there. My anxiety is up.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, it is all over. Now, I know that you did early voting, a couple weeks ago now, right?
Yeah, I voted the day the polls opened for early voting about three and a half weeks ago.
Right. Okay. Here, my volume is kind of low. Oh, yeah. Well, I actually did my early voting on Friday. And the line was long, I will say that, but I will say that I felt a sense of accomplishment when I left, and it did go by kind of fast in terms of waiting in line, you know, but there were a lot of people there. What was your experience like?
I was pretty much in and out. I left work around 6, polls closed at 7, got there probably 6:20, 6:30, and
yeah,
probably 5, 10 minutes later I was done. So, I mean, it was the day the polls up and no one was really going to vote.
Right.
So
that's true.
It was pretty easy. And I'm not sure why everyone or a lot of other people didn't think about doing it that early, but glad I got it out of the way.
Are you talking about me?
Yep.
Could you tell me?
Everyone else.
Why you wait till the last day? That is
wait
true.
Wait till the last day of early voting.
Now, there's going to be a lot of watch parties tomorrow. I know we're going to one. There's one I wanted to announce because the guy that's throwing it, he's been very supportive of the show and kind of putting us out there. If you're in the Atlanta, Georgia area, Paschal's Restaurant, it's 180B Northside Drive, Southwest Atlanta, Georgia. They're having a watch party as well. They'll be looking to see. They're calling it the Prosperity Party. I guess they're obviously going for President Obama. And you can get your tickets, $20 to get in, and then if you bring a guest, it's $15 per guest. But you can go on Facebook and look up 2012 Election Watch Prosperity Party and definitely check them out. Michelle, tell us a little bit, Ms. Parker, tell us a little bit about the party we're going to tomorrow, or one of them anyway.
Well, the party we're going to tomorrow is hosted by a guy, Justin Turner, in Atlanta. He's pretty active in the political scene. He works for Kasim Reed and does some other stuff too with the election. So, I mean, it's going to be young, black, successful Atlanta, people doing their things
right.
In Atlanta and a lot of political and and, you know, the police force and things like that there. So it's going to be pretty good. I know, you know, he posted something recently, maybe an hour and a half ago, that he, that I believe over 1,300 people already RSVP. So it should be pretty good. I've gone to a couple of fundraisers that him and Mayor Kasim Reed have hosted, and it was pretty good. So very influential, you know, people doing good things for the community will be there, and it's, it will be a good event to attend, and it's, you know, it's free. So.
Absolutely.
It's at Opera.
It's at Opera here in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's switch gears real quick. I know many people know the devastation that took place in the northeast last week due to Hurricane Sandy. A lot of people lost their homes, lost their, you know, things that they had worked their lives for. They lost, even, I believe,
lost
like 50,
their lives.
People
died.
Some people who lost. Yeah, exactly. And
over 40 people died.
Was it okay? Yeah. Well, they're estimating it's going to be billions of dollars, tens of billions of dollars to, you know, just recover from the tragedy. So I wanted to give options if you're interested in giving back or donating. You know, it can be 5, 10, 20, 25. If you got it like that, a lot more, definitely do that. I know Barbara Walters donated $250,000, and she said that she was helping on a telethon, and someone who was a veteran of the War in Iraq,
cool.
He called in and donated 30, and she said, "Well, you know, I'm blessed, you know, to be, you know, she said she's not, you know, she can't do every charity, but she said that moment struck her, so she donated $250,000.
I'm sorry, who are you talking about?
Barbara Walters.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So you can donate by going to www.redcross.org. Or calling 1-800-HELP-NOW. There are other ways you can donate, but these are legit. Your money will be used. The Red Cross, they're always with the first, you know, responders after them to come in and help out, and they definitely can use the aid. So
definitely
do what you can.
I did it during Katrina, and I think, you know, it's always good to lend a helping hand where you can, because tomorrow it could be you. So definitely hit up the Red Cross. I did last week, and and I'll go ahead and do another small donation tomorrow. But definitely, you know, it's very an easy process. Doesn't take long at all, and anything helps. So please reach out to
Absolutely.
People who are currently in need right now, not just financially, but emotionally as well.
And if you're in that area and you didn't, you know, experience that much devastation, you know, some people, you know, they lost their power for a couple of days, you know, they're back to normal. Obviously, their area may be kind of messed up, but there are ways you can help. You never know what a hot meal can do to a family who's displaced, or even doing their laundry. You know, we take things for granted, like clean clothes and things like that. So just be creative and see what you can do to help out and be a blessing to somebody else. But it's my little spell, redcross.org.
And making fire outside. So, you know, it's just it's horrible. And we're definitely keeping everyone in our prayers.
Absolutely. Let's bring on Adam and Chike. How y'all doing tonight?
Hello.
Chike, how are you? Are you safe?
Yeah, I'm safe. Very, very blessed. The worst that happened was the power went out for maybe 20 minutes. And then after that, the television service didn't come up for about 3 days. So we didn't know really what was going on, like around the world. I mean, not around the world, but around the area. We didn't know what was going on. And then when we finally got television service, we could actually see, you know, the devastation that happened on all the shores. So definitely, you know, pray for those people in Atlantic City and Jersey Shore, especially Staten Island. You know, those people that were on the coast really got hit hard.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know if you've seen any of the footage, but there was actually in Jersey Shore, the whole pier came off. The roller coaster was in the ocean. Like, it's pretty bad. Yeah. So, you know, Staten Island got hit hard. They had, like, those metal tankers come into the actual towns and cities in residential areas. So they got major flooding, major wind damage. Just horrible.
It's sad. So sad.
Yeah.
So what's going on with movies?
I'll let you take that one away.
Yeah. I'll give us a quick start. I pulled a Chica this weekend. I saw two movies.
this weekend. So, unfortunately, it wasn't the full weekend. I didn't see any independent films, but I saw the Silent Hill Revelations, and that one was okay. Nothing exciting, not worth, you don't have to worry about wasting money on that one. You can rent it. It's definitely one for the fans.
Adam, we're getting a little feedback from you.
Yeah, better?
Yeah, it sounds better. It's okay.
Okay, that's weird. So Silent Hill was okay. You know, like I said, it's probably a rental. If you're a fan of the series, you'll probably enjoy it. But it wasn't, anything extraordinary.
Okay.
Yeah. Was Wreck-It Ralph, the new Disney cartoon movie. And that one's basically the story is it's a video game villain for the past 30 years, and he's kind of tired of his life of being the bad guy, of everyone not liking him, and so he goes off and tries to become a hero in his own right, and it's really cool. You get a lot of video game references. All the video game characters meet at like a little central station, so you get a lot of crossover from different video games and everything. It's a great kids movie, a lot of humor though for adults too. Good story overall, a lot of entertaining things. So I recommend seeing that one.
We both have Wreck-It Ralph on our list. I didn't actually go see that, but I put my nephew on the case, and he told me that he enjoyed it. He told me it was a really good movie, and this is someone who sits in front of the television and plays video games all day long. So if he went to the movies and said that it was good, it definitely suited his fancy. So
yeah. I mean, it's overall a good movie.
The two that I saw Flight and I saw Iron Fist. With the RZA.
Oh yeah.
It was a throwback to the old Kung Fu movies, which Quentin Tarantino does so well. Like that is his genre. And I was thoroughly enjoyed. I enjoyed it. I love Lucy Liu. Anytime you see Lucy Liu being mean to someone and doing karate, I'm there.
How about Russell Crowe?
The RZA did pretty well. Say that again.
How was Russell Crowe?
Russell Crowe was pretty good. He was pretty good. He fit in. The character that they gave him, it suited the movie. I was a little worried about the RZA a little bit, but he did good as well. The acting was okay. It wasn't great, but it's an action movie. You play attention to more of the action than you do the acting. And anyway, if you remember, in those old Kung Fu movies, the acting wasn't all that great anyway. It added humor to the whole movie, so... It was a great throwback. It was great. I highly recommend that one. And the second movie that I saw was Flight with Denzel.
Yeah, that
Denzel,
was
good. Denzel. Like, this man gets triple thumbs up, and I have two hands. He put his thing down in Flight. If anyone that – I'm going to give a little bit of the movie away, but I'm not going to tell you at all. Anyone that has anyone in their life that deals with substance abuse, or you yourself, if you're dealing with substance abuse, you should see this movie. Very powerful movie. Check it out.
Perfect.
Wow. What's coming up?
Skyfall. 007.
Yeah, that's the one.
Which
movie was that? I'm sorry.
007 Skyfall.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Okay.
That comes out this weekend. So that's the big release.
Yeah. And then there's also Lincoln. Lincoln comes out this weekend.
Oh, yeah. That should be good, too.
Yeah.
All right. Well, as always, appreciate y'all. GK, you'll be back on in our next segment. Adam,
have
a great week. Enjoy your week.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
See you, Adam.
All right. Aaron, what's going on, man?
Hey, Stephen, Ms. Parker.
How you feeling?
I'm great, man. Yourself?
Can't complain. What's going on in the world of sports? I know the Falcons are amazing people this year. They're just blowing people's minds this season.
The Falcons are the real deal. They are a Super Bowl contending team. If they don't make it
Parker?
You better say that.
I'm telling you. The Falcons, if they don't make it to the Super Bowl, it will be a horrible season. They have to make it to the Super Bowl. They have to. Yeah, they are the best team by far in the NFL, hands down, case closed. Offense, defense, special teams, everything. They're just amazing coaching, everything. And I just have to say this. I'm tired of the Dallas Cowboys being so overrated. Will people stop it? Enough is enough. People still talking about, they're just a couple of games out from being first place in the NFC East. It's over. I mean, come on, stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. They're not a good team. They're not good. Quit. Oh, anyway, I can go on and on about that. But no, for real, I'm saying, Stephen, Ms. Parker, you all have probably, you know, known people or have heard people talking Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they can be 3 wins and, like, 8 losses, and people will still think that they're a good team that's just having a bad, you know, set of circumstances. No, they're a bad team. They're not a good team. If they're a good team, they will win games. If they're a good team,
right,
they would have the best record. They would be 8-0 if they were a great team. They would be 6-3 like the Giants are if they were a good team. They're not a good team. People stop it. Just, anyway. All right. Yo, the NBA's back. I'm so happy. I'm so happy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, yes, yes. So happy. The Golden State Warriors, man, they surprised me. I actually watched them play the Clippers a couple of nights ago, man. They were good. I thought that they were going to lose their lead to the Clippers in the fourth quarter. They almost did. The Clippers almost came back and won, but the Warriors are tough. They actually held their lead. They won the game. And I'm not saying that they're going to make the playoffs this year, but they might. They just might make it this year to the playoffs. That's it. So, which is major for the Warriors. So,
big ups to the
new head coach, Mark Jackson. Mark Jackson's like my dude. I go way back with Mark Jackson, back with his days with the Knicks back in the 80s and early 90s. So congratulations, Mark Jackson. Let's see, what else talking about? Man, the Redskins. I'm just going to leave it at that, man. It is a bad time up in D.C., man. I don't get it, you know.
They're
not happy, man. I thought they were going to have a chance. No, I didn't. This is a rebuilding year. You know, I'm getting pieces here and there. They have a... Their defense is horrible. It's just bad. Robert Griffin III is the real deal. He's a great quarterback. But I think that sometimes his playmaking / decision-making isn't quite there yet because he's a rookie. He's going to make mistakes. It's better that he make these mistakes now than being in the league, you know, 3 and 4 or 5 years. But sometimes he keeps the ball too long, and he gets himself into trouble with, like, sacks and things. So he needs to work on that, which I'm sure that he'll get better. But how can you lose to the dang-gone Carolina Panthers, man? I don't get it. The Carolina Panthers. You lose to the freaking Panthers. They lost to the Panthers. I mean, golly.
You don't sound too excited about that one right there.
That was the season right there. Them losing that game was the season. It's done. It's a wrap. It's over. It's over and done with. Let's see what else. Oh yeah, NHL still on strike. Nobody cares. I don't care. I don't. I could care less. People talking about, well, what about jobs? What about it? I don't care. They don't care. They are like the bottom of the barrel league. I mean, next. Let's move on to something else. let's see. I'm just looking forward to the election tomorrow. I'm just going to say my thing really quick, and then I'll wait till I'm on the panel coming up next. I'm going to be voting first thing in the morning. I'm going to wake up around six in the morning and get to my polling place around seven whenever they first open up. And I'm excited. I'm really excited.
Yeah.
Really excited.
Yeah.
So, and you know, may the best man win. Hopefully,
may the best man win. Absolutely.
Yeah. Maybe hopefully it'll be who I want it to be. But if not, then, you know, whatever. So. But yeah, so that's pretty much it in the world of sports. No. I got to talk about one more thing. West Virginia, man. My Mountaineers are garbage.
Your people.
Yo, my people. Steven, Miss Parker. This team at one time was ranked fifth in the country. Their quarterback was the leading Heisman Trophy finalist. Like, he was – it was his to lose. Let's just say he's lost it now. He's lost it.
Wow.
Their team cannot win a game. They lost three in a row. They've gotten just hammered two of those three games. Their last game that they lost, which was this Saturday, they lost 5 points in double or triple overtime. And the team that beat them on a two-point conversion. I mean, anyway. All right, I'm done. Yo, follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Just put in my name, Aaron Cosby, on all of them, and you will find me. Again, Aaron Cosby. Or put in my email, aaron.cosby@gmail. Send me an email, send me a message, send me a tweet, whatever you want to do. Love to hear back from you all out there. And that's pretty much it. All right, Stephen, Ms. Parker, I will talk to y'all in probably like 10 minutes or so.
All right, Aaron, as always, appreciate you.
No problem, man.
All right. Ms. Parker, what's going on in the world of entertainment?
We are skipping out on...
Yeah, my bad. Ms. Ferguson, Janera, won't be on tonight. She had some prior engagement, but you can follow her or go to her website, budgetshopaholic.com, to get her sales and her deals. So definitely check that out.
Definitely, definitely. I mean, the biggest thing in the news right now really hasn't been entertainment. It's been, you know, the election is tomorrow, which is, you know, the biggest thing going on right now is going to change our country, you know, either way. And you know, of course, Sandy, who ripped through the East Coast last week and devastated a lot of people. I wanted to just mention the story I read that kind of broke my heart last week.
Okay.
A mother got stuck. She's trying to drive out of there, I guess, out of wherever she was in Jersey. I forgot what city. And her car got stuck, so she got her kids out of the car and tried to get out of the SUV, but she didn't realize the water was that high up, and the kids were ripped out of her arms, and both boys drowned. They found them a day or so later, you know, in some bushes, you know, where the water had drifted them off to, and, you know, they drowned. I believe they were 2 and 4. It's so sad. And I think Dad is a caddy. He's a caddy for some professional golfers. So,
wow.
But please keep that family in your prayer. For some reason, that broke my heart. You know, that a
yeah,
mother,
really,
you know, of her kids rip out of her arms. A lot of the celebrities have been promoting early voting, which is a good thing. It seemed like this election, more people early voted than any other election. Given
30 million.
Time,
yeah,
given
million.
The amount of time that we were given. I'm not sure if everybody realizes that previous elections, early elections started 45 days before this election, only started 25 days before. I'm not sure why it was cut in half, but given the amount of time that was given to early voters, more people early voted than any other time in history. So that's a good look. Tomorrow, please get out there, vote. Don't care who you vote for. Just get out there and exercise your right to vote. Now, I understand some of you justify it as your vote not counting because, you know, electoral college actually are the people who
cast the pro college. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that is determined by your vote. It's determined by the popular vote. It's very rare that the college is going to go against what the popular vote comes up to. So please get out there, vote. Yes, do it.
Absolutely. Did you see Chris Brown's? He was on the cover of Prestige magazine coming out. Did you see it?
No, I didn't.
He looks very gaunt in the face and in his wrist, and a lot of people are starting to. There have been rumors that he's been abusing drugs allegedly, and these pictures definitely do not support. Definitely support that. The suspicion. I mean, he looks very gaunt in the face, very his wrist. I mean, he's like he's lost a lot of weight, and people are saying he looks like he has been dabbling in drugs. So hopefully that's not the case, and he gets pulled together because those pictures, they look really bad. I mean, it's a photo shoot. You know what I mean? It's not like airbrush pictures. It's an actual photo shoot, you know, that you got dressed up in. You know what I mean? So that's kind of
disturbing. I mean, he definitely has a lot going on from all the stuff that, you know, from what I can tell. He's always in the news, and I don't know what's going on with him. Hopefully he gets it together. Oh, I forgot to mention that Housewives of Atlanta season 20,000 started last night.
Right. Oh, yeah. Did you see it?
Yeah, I watched it last night. The funny thing is, they have two new cast members that Sheree was kicked out. And it's sad that, like you said, Kim was supposed to be kicked off, but she's actually on there.
Right.
I don't know if they did that for publicity or what, but she's actually on there. She was on the first episode. The second person who was new, who's supposed to be on there, she's not on there. She was on the first episode, so she, I guess.
Right,
for a second. Kenya Moore. She is
former Miss USA.
USA 93. I actually remember her from that. And I always thought she was so pretty. But you know how some people, the more they open their mouth, the uglier they get.
Their personality comes out.
Definitely her.
Wow. I mean, she was off the chain.
Yeah, she was crazy.
She was off the chain. And apparently her and Cynthia are having beef. That's what the blogs are saying. They're having beef because Cynthia feels that Kenya needs to hang up her modeling chops and sit down somewhere.
Well, I don't think it's that so much. It's like Kenya just feels she's smelling herself, like your grandmother used to say. You know how grandma used to
smell
her? Mm-hmm. She's definitely smelling herself. She needs to just calm down and notch it too. She really does.
Yeah, I agree. Did you hear about Carrie Hilson? She fainted and threw up on a plane from USA to China. She later tweeted that, it was exhaustion and that she hadn't been getting any sleep, but she's doing a lot better. So we definitely hope everything's right with her. A lot of celebrities are having these issues on planes. Lil Wayne had a seizure. Rick Ross had a seizure. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you have to take care of yourself or making sure you eat correctly and eat things that are going to nutrition, you know, provide nutrition for your body to keep up with all the traveling and time changes. Can you imagine? It's like, you know, some places there are 8 hours time differences where it's 12 hours time differences where they're going. So that definitely affects your body as well. So everyone has to be mindful of that.
Absolutely. Well, let's take a quick commercial break. What'd you say?
The little wind felt like he'd be on that syrup.
Yeah, drugs definitely don't help, right? Well, let's take a quick commercial break. We'll come back. We'll talk about the election, 2012 presidential election. We'll be right back.
Are you an entrepreneur on the move? EOTM Media Group has become the new voice for you. EOTM has the most outstanding public relations firm that will suit your needs as well as your budget. Thanks to EOTM Radio and staff, EOTM has climbed the ranks, reaching over 1 million listeners worldwide. Not only is EOTM Media Group mutually respected for its amazing quality, but also for their branding and marketing expertise. Everyone in the industry needs PR and marketing. So with that said, if you or someone you know needs PR or marketing solutions, contact Carla Barnes, Head of Marketing and Branding, at 213-290-3573 or visit her website at www.eotmmediagroup.com or join her blog at www.eotmblog.com. What's that? You're interested in hearing a few live shows? Visit our radio page at www.eotmradio.com. Thanks for your time. This commercial is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
All right, many of you may remember that we did a show a few weeks ago weighing in on the two candidates, President Barack Obama and Governor Mitt Romney, in this year's presidential election. Tomorrow is election day, and we'll find out who will be the leader of the free world for the next 4 years. But tonight I've asked members of our last panel to join us in our discussion on the 2012 presidential election. I know there's so much anxiety. I'm having anxiety. Just hoping everything goes smoothly and goes well. I know a lot of people are kind of hoping that they can't wait till this is done. They can't wait till this election is done. Ms. Park, I know you said that you can't wait till it's done. I'm waiting for some of our panelists to still call in, so it's kind of bad. Well, Ms. Parker, so what are you thinking? A lot of people have been talking about the ads. I know I was watching TV when I got home from the gym this evening. And there's a lot of these negative ads, and a lot of people just getting tired of that. What do you think about it? Okay, she might not be on. Okay. Well, anyway, I know Tyrone's here. Welcome back to the show, Tyrone.
How you doing?
Good. How you doing? Chike, you're still on?
I'm still here.
Hey, Ron?
Present. And the count of four.
And the count of four. And Derek and Avery should be calling. I know Derek probably will call in. I'm not sure about Avery. He was late last time, so who knows. But we're going to start the conversation. Let me ask you all. Tyrone, did you vote yet, or are you going to vote? I know you said you weren't really sure what you're going to do.
No, I haven't voted yet. I've been meaning to do it for early voting. But, you know, work.
Yeah.
Had taken up time, and then now that it's, you know, we're down to the final day, you know, I'm not, if I voted, I know who I would vote for. Do I really care to go vote, to wait hours tomorrow? I don't know. If I do, it'll be, I'll get up early in the morning to try to be one of the first people out there.
I'll see you at the election party if you haven't voted.
Right.
I'll see you up there tomorrow.
Oh, I was going to be a heckler at the party.
what do you say? Because there are a lot of people who, and I'm, you know, just asking you, just as a person who is undecided if they're going to vote, what do you say to the people who say, well, people gave their lives, they, you know, lost their lives so that you can vote and that we can vote and it's your right, and if you don't vote now, then don't complain later. What do you say to those critics?
You know, they lost their lives and fought for the right to vote. So that means that's okay. The right to choose to or choose not to, at least to have the choice of
that.
You know, as an informed voter, if I was at a battle, if I was in a swing state, I'd probably be more inclined to vote because actually every vote would count, you know, if I was in Florida, Virginia. You know, to people that say, you know, if you don't vote, then it doesn't count. You know, I like to reverse that because I like to think that if I don't like the candidates that I'm here and I don't vote for them, then I have the right to complain because the people who did vote for those people in office don't have the right to complain because they got what they asked for with the people they voted in. So,
right.
You know, just there's a difference if you're uninformed. But a lot of the reasons why I'm so uninspired to go and do a vote is because I'm informed.
Okay. Chike, I don't know. Did they have early voting where you are?
No.
Okay. So will you be voting tomorrow?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'll be up bright and early.
What's the significance what's the significance of you going out there, being there tomorrow to vote?
The significance? The self-satisfaction that I get of doing my patriotic duty to help this country be where all of our, if we believe in the American dream, where we want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my fundamental right, and I want to exercise it, and it makes me feel a part.
Okay.
I can't even describe to you the feeling that I have by voting the last time and putting the world's first African-American United States president in office. It does something
right,
for
yeah.
me. It makes me feel a certain way. You know, I'm a part of history. So,
I'll
be there voting tomorrow.
And, Aaron, I know you said that you'll be there bright and early at the polls.
Bright and early with my pajamas on. If need be, yes, sir, I'm there. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. So we've had four debates so far. Well, so they're done. Four debates in total, three presidential, one VP debate. Let me start with you, Tyrone. What were your thoughts on the debates and how much do you think they will influence the voters?
I mean, I think it influences somewhere. I mean, I think people in general are, you know, we're somewhat emotionally invested with one or the other to begin with before the debates. I don't know if the debates really was a determining factor for someone who was on the fence. If you don't know by now between those two which one you're going to vote, and it took a debate, which I think the debates were extremely weak. I mean, it's more style over substance. I still think they mm-hmm. don't get into some of the deeper issues that it goes to. But I think in general, most people vote style over substance anyway. So, I mean, I think it fed into a lot of people style. I think where it did help was I think had Obama had a performance in his third or his last debate as he did in the first debate, I don't think it would have been as close as it was this one. I think the first one actually was helpful to Mitt Romney because they were reaching for straws and he finally had a strong performance in comparison to Obama. So I think it helped him some. But overall, I think what you're going to get voting tomorrow is going to be the exact same thing whether it was whether you had those debates or not.
Chicken, what do you say to people who, you know, we talk about these undecided voters. My stance is, like Tyrone just said, if you don't know by now, I mean, what's taking so long? What do you think about these undecided voters who just don't know which way to go? What's your take on that?
Honestly, I don't know. And I'm going to say that based on if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. You have to stand somewhere. And
right.
It would either have to be that they don't like either candidate, and so they're going in there just to push a button to be pushing a button, and I guess they're trying to decide who they're just going to push the button for. But I don't understand undecided if, you know, you're about something. I don't understand.
Right. Let me welcome Derek to the show. He was on the panel last time, and he's here. Welcome, Derek.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing? I already asked everyone else. Did you vote? You did the early voting. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Now we're talking about the debates here. You know, we had the four debates, the three presidential, one VP debate, and I asked Tyrone, what does he think the influence the debates had on voters, and he said he doesn't think it was much of one. You know, it was kind of like preaching to the choir. You know. If Barack Obama was making a point, his supporters were, you know, clapping and vice versa. What do you think about the debates and the influence that they'll have on this election?
I don't really think they have too much, or I don't really think they add too much, but I think for people who kind of were leaning Republican, but, you know, didn't really care that much for Mitt Romney, which is probably most of the Republican base. I think the first one probably woke them up a little bit, and they were like, okay, you know, maybe I can vote for him a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I don't really think. I mean, I don't really think they had too much of an effect. If you were for Obama, you for him, you know, no matter the first debate, second, third. If you hated Obama, you still hated him. So I don't, you know.
Okay. Hey, Ron, now celebrities like Stacey Dash, Madonna, have gone under fire for publicly endorsing candidates. Do you think that celebrities should go public with their political views?
Sure. Why not? We do every day. Now we might not have that that big of a pedestal or a following, but we all do. I mean, people tweet who they're gonna vote for. People tell their family and friends who they're gonna vote for. So yeah, more power to her. And I think that people that are angry at Stacey Dash for expressing her right to free speech, I think they're hypocrites. You know, let her speak. That's who she's going to vote for. That's who she's going to vote for. Plain and simple. Congratulations.
I agree.
Yeah, you know,
like, Tyrone,
yeah.
Tyrone, two of the things that weren't, like, in the forefront, I mean, it's always, like, in the background somewhere, but race and then the fact that Mitt Romney is a Mormon, they weren't huge. Do you think that if you're black, you're expected to vote for Barack Obama?
I think if you're just using it and just saying that, I think that's too simple of an equation. I think for maybe an uninformed voter who has no idea of the politics, and the person happens to be black, and he might like to go vote for the black person, that might as well be true. But if you're informed, brother, it's a lot more than that, because obviously if Herman Cain, you know, was running on the other side, that doesn't mean he was going to get the majority of black people's votes. So I think, you know, I hate when, because it's not like people are accusing people who vote for Mitt Romney, you know, if you're only voting for him
because he's white.
He has to be. I think it's empowering for if you're black and it's a black person and he also follows with the same ideologies and principles that you go for, then you're even more, especially considering it was the first one ever in history, it only makes sense. I mean, Roman Catholics voted enthusiastically for John F. Kennedy, and I'm sure Mormons are going to vote, you know, in the high percentile, but I don't hear it that same type of comparison, you know, because this is the first time a Mormon is – you know, is running for the presidency.
Right, yeah. So a lot of people are very passionate about this election. Some people I know, this one girl, she put on Facebook that she was going to hide people's their timelines, you know, their updates. She's going to hide them until the election's over. Do you think that, I think it's quick to say, okay, this person is voting for Mitt Romney, they're a racist, you know, if they're white. How are people, what advice you give to someone who is having to be friends with someone who just doesn't agree with them politically? I mean, how do you have that conversation without it being so heated and so mean-spirited? Anyone take that one?
This is Tyra. I'll take to it. I mean, okay. It generally occurs with people who aren't informed, so they're more emotionally invested. And this is just in debating any hot topic, whether it's politics, religion, sex. And so, like, when you don't know, or which a lot of times where you can't articulate the person who you're rooting for's platform and stuff like that, and someone is debating back at you, you know, sometimes your emotions take over, and so you're not. You know, you're not articulating yourself rationally. You're just expressing yourself emotionally. But sometimes that's probably not the best person to have that conversation with, because that person is so emotionally invested with with that. But to me, it tends to be, and I've been saying, black women love themselves some Obama. Like you can't even give constructive criticism. You know me, I've always give constructive criticism, and it's like you're judging their son. So I know exactly what you're talking about when it comes down to that. And it's because of the image, because we all know if Obama was married to a white woman, black women would feel like so, but it's the great image of that family portrait, you know, in the White House, you know, and he does come across as such a great father, and she, and the first lady comes across as such an amazing lady. So it's almost a total package, and that's why it's almost like if you talk bad about Bill, I mean, about Obama, you're talking bad about Michelle, too, and that's where, you know, some women take offense.
Yeah. Anyone want to piggyback on that?
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree with that. But also, too, like, I have friends, and we have different political views, but I don't ever get into those type of conversations with them to where it gets heated. I respect other people's points of view and what you stand for. Your life that you're living is different than my life. My life is different than yours, so we're going to have different views. Different things are important to different people, and if you have friendships or relationships that are mature, then that issue never turns into that.
Right.
So,
yeah.
That's my experience.
Hey, Ron, you wanted to chime in?
Oh, yeah. I know people of color that have told me flat out that they're voting for Mitt Romney. They told me and they gave me their reasons. They feel that President Obama has addressed Hispanic issues, gay issues, let's see, white issues, whatever, but has not addressed African American issues. And then I say, so you think that Mitt Romney's going to address African American issues, really? So you know,
good
I'm
question.
Like, why? You know what I'm saying? Like, wow. So what you're doing is voting out of spite. You know, it's almost like the crab in the barrel thing. You know, so I'm kind of angry or I'm jealous. So I'm just going to vote for somebody else just to spite him. You know, and then also I just found it infuriating with the whole entire world. Black unemployment's high. Hell, it was hot under Bill Clinton. It was hot under George Bush. It was hot under the first George Bush. It was hot under Ronald Reagan. Why is it now that because we have this black president that everything that's been going on for 30 and 40 and 50 and 60 and 100 plus years is now all on him? It's all on him. It's his fault.
Well, let me just go ahead.
Go ahead, Tom. Go ahead.
No, I was just to count out the last part. The only thing I would say to that, because I agree with you, but the only thing I would agree is based off his 08 platform, he came as, you know, as the outsider of Washington, and he was going to do things differently than the past presidents before. Now, I agree he's running it like the last president that's been running it, but that's not the type of platform. So I can understand why, you know, because lots of people don't think the youth vote is going to be as strong as it was in 08. And I think a lot of that was, you know, the inspiration and the thought that we were going to have something different come in. And then when he came into office, well, regardless if it's good or bad, he ran it more or less like a Bill Clinton-esque status quo type candidate. But that's not the type of candidate he ran on the 08 platform. And I'm just playing devil's advocate in regards to that.
Right, yeah. Well, let me ask you a question. Go ahead.
I was just going to say that, I mean, first of all, people need to realize the president cannot do everything. There's Congress. There's Congress involved. Congress approves things, you know. So whenever you have an opposition party who says on day one their main goal and focus is to make the president a one-term president, not to help out the country, not to get us back on track, but it's personal. We don't like him. We don't want him to succeed, because guess what? If America succeeds, then that means that he succeeds, which means that we'll lose election. So anytime that, like, you're coming into a situation where the opposition that you're trying to reach out and trying to work with, they don't want to work with you, it's tough. It's tough. And for him to have gotten what all the accomplishments that he's gotten done these first 4 years is amazing to me. I think it's amazing under all this drama and stress and BS that he's had to deal with. I commend him 1,000%, man. He's done a hell of a job, definitely.
And just to throw one thing out there, I agree with what you're saying about Congress, but just, you know, just for facts, He did have a Democrat Congress the first 2 years in office. Just
yes, yes, he did.
You're right. You're
and,
right. He did get the ejection. You're right about the ejection.
I'm just
throwing it out there.
Hold on, though. Filibusters, man. Filibusters. Come on.
I mean, I agree. Yeah.
So it wasn't even smooth with them having the the House and the Senate. It wasn't smooth because guess what? Filibuster. They can filibuster things. So.
Hey, I wanted to comment on. Like, you know, I don't have a problem with people, you know, voting how they want to vote. Black people, you know, saying, hey, you know, I'm voting for Romney. My thing has always been is you need legitimate reasons, or they never give legitimate reasons for doing it. I think that was the problem with, like, Stacey Dash. When you listen to her, she never really gave you details of why, you know what I'm saying, why she was going to vote for Romney. Mm-hmm. And,
you're describing 75% of American people.
Yeah,
it's true.
I can never, ever get out reasons and details of why you like this man or why, which, you know, I don't have a problem with it, but just give me valid details of why you feel like Obama has failed. And then when it comes to black people saying, oh, well, I don't feel like he's done anything for black America, which, you know, I've always said government cannot solve black issues or anybody's issues. I truly believe that the things, if you look at history and you look at when things have changed and radical changes have been made, such as civil rights, it's when people took it to the government. It wasn't government doing it. It was people taking it to the government and forcing government to do what they wanted. So,
amen.
I mean, I just feel like people should not depend on government to, oh, let's make this right, let's make that right.
Yeah.
You gotta come together as people, take it to the government, and the government will act.
And him as president said that. He never says that government's going to do that. He makes sure
yep.
we all have to do our part. He tells you that. We all have to do our part.
I totally agree, especially if you look historically in regards to the black agenda, that government reacted based off what was happening socially to create that change. However, I will say, you also have constituencies that, get people in office and have an expectation for them to get back to that constituency. And Obama is a smart, extremely astute politician, and some of the things that he's done for Hispanics, for gays, shoring up the Jewish population, the constituency, all I'm saying is some black people might feel as if you did more because you assumed and expected that you were going to get the majority of the black vote anyway, that you looked and catered more for other constituencies. I would agree with your premise if other constituencies didn't get some of the things that they were looking for. But that's why you elect people, politicians in office. And I can somewhat empathize with some black people who do feel as if Obama hasn't done anything. It's almost as if he's expected that vote, so he didn't do as much to try to get that out. And if you see his coalitions, is more than likely the biggest reason why he's probably going to get reelected tomorrow.
But I feel as though if they're smart and they really think, they'll know that he's saving that for his second term. You can't do these radical things and direct all your attention to black people. You'll never get reelected for a second term.
That's
so
true.
I agree
that's
with you
that
he's a very smart politician
on that end. Well, what you just said, that's why I'm cautiously optimistic. Well, what you just said, that's why I'm cautiously optimistic in his second term. That's what his plan was.
Well, let me ask this so we can wrap up here. I'm going to go through each person. And just tell me, what is your hope for the next 4 years? Start with you, Tyrone. First of all, who do you want to be the president, and what's your hope for the next 4 years?
Out of those two choices, I would obviously want Obama to be reelected. Although, and I think he will. I think Hurricane Sandy is what pretty much shored up the whole thing, because it showed the contrast of how a Democrat and a Republican run a federal government and it runs effectively as opposed to Hurricane Katrina. What's my hope for the next 4 years? I mean, I've never put just like one of the people talking phone, I've never had expectations that government should be ultimate, where someone's going to get elected regardless. And I need to go about doing the things in my life in general outside of who gets elected for me to live the best life that I have. Obviously, I want an excellent representative who more or less doesn't waste, you know, taxpayer money, you know, fulfilling it just strictly for the rich, where it looks like our government's been heading towards to, you know, the last 30 years. Where so what I'm hopeful for is a government that invests in its education and programs that will help build and bring the middle class, you know, separate the large inequity gap that there is, you know, between the poor and the rich, and try to bridge that gap, you know, to make it closer to what it was. That's my biggest hope for whoever the next president is.
All right. Chike?
Of course, I'm voting for Obama, and my hope for the next 4 years is that we as a country actually do what we're supposed to do for this mighty machine that we live in, and that's to do our part and make it work the way it's supposed to. Government does work, but it was designed for us to utilize it and make it work. We have the power. We really do, and sorry to say, we don't use our power. And I would like to see us really start to use our power in this country and make it work for us the way that it should.
Okay. Aaron.
Yeah, I'm going to piggyback off of what TK just said. We need to know our worth, man. We really do. We are powerful. Educate ourselves, definitely. We need to know not only the national candidates, but also state candidates, our local candidates. Also, people, don't just vote every 4 years. Vote every 2 years, man. Vote in 2014. Vote for your senators and your congressmen or women. I'm sorry. Just vote. I mean, don't make this, because it seems like to me people only want to get out and vote vote during the midterm election. Those to me are just as important. Those are just as important. And if you notice, whenever we don't vote in the midterms, we get these crazy Tea Partiers in, and now everybody's all upset. Oh my gosh, what happened? You didn't vote. Hmm. You just sat there and thought that because President Obama was elected in 08 that the world had changed for the better and life was good. That's what I mean. It's Congress also. It's not just president. Congress is a major part of how this government works. Educate yourselves, people. Wake up.
All right. And Derek.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with what the last bro said. I mean, that's the main thing, you know, voting, and not just voting when there's a president, or not just voting when there's somebody you think you like. You know, like, I mean, you want them to do the things you want them to do. They got to have their soldiers, so make sure you vote. And as far as tomorrow's election, you know, I'm hopeful, but, you know, I'm not convinced, but I just hope that people make the right choice, because I think it's an extremely, extremely important election. And I think that if the wrong choice is made, I mean, I think, you know, for the most part, people will be okay, but I think there'll be some changes that people just, down the line, it's just going to ruin this country.
All right. Well, listen, I want to thank all of you for being on tonight. You know, this is a historic election, and I do think that I agree with everyone that says that you should let your voice be heard, because even if your vote alone, you don't know what that can be. I know I was listening to First Lady Michelle Obama, and she was saying that some of these battleground states that, you know, it came down to 8 votes at the different precincts. You know what I mean? So definitely vote. Let your voice be heard. And I want to thank my guest panel on tonight, Thank you for your perspectives and your time. And everyone have a great night, okay?
Good night. Appreciate it. Good night, everybody.
All right. All right, we'll take a quick commercial break. We'll come back with Steve's playlist.
You're listening to The Steve and Knight Talk Show on EOTM Radio. You're listening now. You're listening to The Steve and Knight Talk Show on EOTM Radio. The Steve and Knight Show, Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on EOTMRadio.com.
Welcome back to Steven's playlist. Now it's time to go on to the playlist. Welcome back to the Steve and Knight Show. Now it's time to go on to Steven's playlist. As you know, we receive music from people all over the country wanting to be featured during this segment. Each week we select artists to play on our playlist, and tonight our playlist features songs from both major and independent artists, including Asia Minor, Trey Songz, Brandy, and more. Now, if you're interested in being featured on Steven's playlist, please email us at thestevenightshow@gmail.com. Attach one or two songs, your bio, and one or two promotional pictures. Now, all songs must be edited for radio, which means no cursing, so we definitely look forward to hearing from you. Now, before we go on to the playlist, I do want to just say my piece on it all. Usually I don't really give my opinion when it comes to our discussions, but I think it is important that you do vote. You know, I think that you have that right, you have that privilege, and you should vote. And not only should you vote, like I already did my early voting. If you're able to take the time off, help other people get to the polls, you know what I mean? Let their voices be heard. So that's my piece. We're going to go into Steven's playlist. We're going to start off with a song by Brandon Harris. You and I, check it out and enjoy Steven's playlist.
And I, for the rest of our lives,
love comes from three letters.
to honor America, especially the brave men and women serving our nation in the Persian Gulf and throughout the world, please join in the singing of our national anthem. The anthem will be followed by a flyover of F-16 jets from the 56th Tactical Training Wing at MacDill Air Force Base and will be performed by the Florida Orchestra under the direction of Maestro Yaha Ling and sung by Grammy Award winner Whitney Houston.
You ever had? I don't wanna brag, advice and love at. Listen, you ain't even gotta text me.
Nope.
Knowing me and you got that mental telepathy, meet me up at the spot, I'll be sending over the chauffeur. Rich nigga, bread stay popping up like a toaster. Nobody come close to me and you together. Step under my umbrella, we'll make it through any weather. Except when I make it storm. Sex in the greatest form, then hibernate under my body. And yep, I keep it warm and in a chinchilla. Woo. You know I beat it up like the Thriller in Manila. Flying my private jet to villas in Anguilla. Then throw you on the grill, that's cause 7 days a week you're my five-course
baby
meal for real.
Have someone who loves me for me.
replacement. It either is or it ain't.
A tornado flew around my room before you came. Excuse the mess it made. It usually doesn't rain in Southern California, much like Arizona. My eyes don't shed tears before they pour when I'm thinking about you. Ooh, no, no, no. I've been thinking about you. You, no, no, no. I've been thinking about you. Do you think about me still? Do you, do you?
Or do you not think so far ahead? Cause I've been thinking about forever.
I just thought you were cool enough to kick it. Got a beach house I could sell you in Idaho. Since you think I don't love you, I just thought you were cute. That's why I kiss you. Got a fighter jet, I don't get to fly it. Though I'm lying down thinking about you. Ooh, no, no, no. I've been thinking about you. You, no, no, no. I've been thinking about you. Do you think about me still? Do you, do you?
Or do you not think? Breaking down, even when I hold you close.
because I want to leave, and you want to leave, but the love keeps us together.
And if I lose you, I'm afraid I would lose who, who I gave my love to. That's the reason I stay around, even though I fell away.
All right, y'all, that was Steven's playlist. Hope you enjoyed it. I want to give a thank you all for tuning in tonight. Thank you for our guest panel for weighing in. Don't forget to vote. Let your voice be heard. Until next week, y'all, God bless. Have a good one.